The Blue Ridge Music Center in Galax celebrates American roots music originating in Southwest Virginia.
On the backside of the ridge, across the old swinging bridge, lives a little girl with eyes of deepest blue. Gonna make her my home and build for us a home on the blue side of the Blue Ridge Mountain.
Richard Emmett of the BRMC joins us. Let's start with the basics, Richard. What is the Blue Ridge Music Center?
The Blue Ridge Music Center is a venue that's dedicated to the history and musical heritage of the Blue Ridge Mountain music and the culture of the region. It's one of the major venues on the Blue Ridge Parkway, as well as on the Crooked Road and the North Carolina Blue Ridge Music Trails.
You know, one of the things I find so exciting is how rich in music Southwest Virginia is, not just for locals, but I'm sure you have visitors nationally, if not even globally.
All over the world, really. People coming all over to find out about the Appalachian and Blue Ridge Mountain music, that it really has made an impact worldwide. Music, it's unbelievable, the people that come from Japan and Asia and Europe that are wanting to know more about the roots of American music.
And speaking of the roots of American music, of course, your schedule includes a weekend concert series. You've had a lot going on since May, and you have many more going on, it looks like, here through October. What do we have coming up here on, for example, Sunday, August 3rd?
We've got a great Virginia bluegrass band, Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice. Junior's won an IBMA award for the best male vocalist, and so they're going to be performing along with opening act Rich in Tradition.
Let's hear a bit of Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice. It's a far cry from Lester and Earl.
It's hard to tell which way the music's going, and sometimes I wonder how long it will last. I still listen to all the words and the music, but it ain't nothing like it was in the past. We got too far away from Carter and Ralph and the love of a sweet mountain girl. We're way down below that high lonesome sound and a far cry from Lester and Earl.
When you talk about American music and the music of the mountains, what kind of music are we talking about?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, people most know it as bluegrass, or some people know old-time mountain music. It all comes out of kind of country and folk music, the music that people played at community gatherings in the 20s and 30s and 40s to keep themselves amused, to interact with one another, to have fun, to dance. It's kind of dance music in a lot of ways, and very interactive music. And then that kind of music found a rebirth in the folk revival of the 60s and 70s, you know, Doc Watson. And now has gotten a further revival with bands like the Steep Canyon Rangers and Old Crow Medicine Show and the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
And this is not music that is just, shall I put it, grandma's music.
It's not grandma's music, although some people consider it, because its history is back in the 20s, that it may be kind of older. But it's very lively and very complex in its composition, but it's really fun.
I've been around the world, and every place I've been ain't quite nothing like living in the South. I wanna shut your mouth. I am a country girl. I am a country girl.
I think, you know, with the Avett Brothers and other bands that are kind of contemporarily popular, have used that music as the basis for their kind of new contemporary roots music sound.
And there are a lot of young people you're a young guy. There are a lot of young people that are really getting into this and embracing it, not only the performers and the artists, but those who just enjoy it.
Well, as you know, I think as our culture progresses and with technology and all, I think people like to have that connection back to some history and something that takes them back to something that was meaningful in the past and connects them to that past that's so unique and authentic.
Richard, let's talk a little bit about the museum at the Blue Ridge Music Center. What are we going to see here? How are we going to experience this roots music?
It's an incredible interactive experience where you can listen to all kinds of different music, trace the history of the music, the settlers that came over from England and Ireland, and then also the African influence, the gourd and the griots that came from Africa, and how that music blended to create the unique American sound that is American roots music. And so you can see that, watch videos, experience it, play some of the instruments. There's some great historical instruments there. It's a great experience, and it's a beautifully conceived museum.
And you're not want for musicians there. I understand every day that there are some musicians there. We can hear some live music, too.
And every day you come to the Blue Ridge Music Center from 12 to 4 out in the breezeway, you can look out on Fisher Peak Mountain, the gorgeous Blue Ridge, and hear great local and regional bands performing music of the region every day for free. And lots of people come. We have visitors every day, and it's a great experience.
Kind of describe this. What's the setting like?
Sure. The setting is right off the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's kind of right on the border, the state line between North Carolina and Virginia. In fact, one side of the mountain's North Carolina, the other side's Virginia. But it's just beautiful. It's kind of about 30 miles from Mabry Mill, if folks have been there, and about 10 miles south of Galax, city of Galax. And it's just a gorgeous setting. It's in a natural bowl amphitheater, probably one of the most gorgeous places you could see a concert in.
That's Richard Emmett at the Blue Ridge Music Center in Galax. We have their web address on our website, WVTF.org, and on our Facebook page. Concert this weekend features Junior Sisk and the Ramblers' Choice. And then on August 16th, it's Red June, the band you hear now. This is WVTF Radio IQ.
They say everything must end, but they never tell you when. So let's keep living, my old. This won't be the first time that we lose and come back for more. And I just wanna wake up with you and drink something hot, the best you. Places that we've known in ancient.